morning. Here's today's USDA report from the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. The Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2019 crops and land uses, including newly enrolled CRP, must be certified annually by reporting commodities by July 15th. Crop certification reports required for producers who will enroll in the ARC PLC programs, as well as commodity loans, loan deficiency payments, conservation reserve program, non-insured crop assistant program, and the livestock forage disaster program. In most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for program compliance. We'll also need planting dates, type and variety of crops, and accurate acreages. It is the producer's responsibility to accurately report acres and producer share in individual crops. Discrepancies found later may affect eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. Those filing after July 15th will be charged a minimum inspection fee of $46 per farm. If producers will be reporting prevented planting or failed acreage, please visit with your crop insurance agent before reporting the acreage to FSA. June 15th is the deadline to report prevented corn, and prevented soybeans, the date is June 30th. To save time and ensure efficient service, we strongly encourage appointments for certification. Call or stop by to schedule yours today. Producers participating in the CRP programs are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds. If the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area, CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began on May 15th and runs through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. As a reminder, producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share bills to their local FSA office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded that they need to complete NCM between August 1st and September 30th, 2019, or request an extension during that time. The nomination period for the 2019 FSA County Committee elections in Cass County begins June 15th. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the Cass County FSA office by close of business on August 1st. And county committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal program implementation at the local level. The Cass County FSA office is actively seeking nominees for Local Administrative Area 1, which encompasses Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Grove, and Franklin townships. If you reside in any of these townships and are involved with a farm as an owner, operator, or other tenant, please consider serving on the FSA County Committee. The elected county committee members serve a three-year term and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues, ensuring the needs of local producers are met. The committee meets once a month, and members are paid for their time and reimbursed for mileage expenses. Producers may nominate themselves or others as candidates, and organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. For more information or to complete an application, contact our office. And finally, the Farm Service Agency reminds producers that FSA offers targeted farm ownership and farm operating loans to assist underserved applicants as well as beginning farmers and ranchers. USDA defines underserved applicants as a group whose members have been subjected to racial, ethnic, or gender prejudice because of their identity as members of the group without regard to their individual qualities. For farm loan program purposes, targeted underserved groups are women, African Americans, American Indians, and Alaskan Natives, Hispanic, Asian, and Pacific Islanders. Underserved or beginning farmers and ranchers who cannot obtain commercial credit from a bank can apply for either FSA direct loans or guaranteed loans. Direct loans are made to applicants by FSA, and guaranteed loans are made by lending institutions who arrange for FSA to guarantee the loan. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of principal and interest on a loan, and the FSA guarantee allows lenders to make agricultural credit available to producers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. The direct and guaranteed loan program provides for two types of loans, farm ownership loans and farm operating loans. In addition to customary farm operating and ownership loans, FSA now offers microloans through the direct loan program. The focus of microloans is on the financing need of small, beginning farmer, niche, and non-traditional farm operations. Microloans are available for both ownership and operating finance needs. To qualify as a beginning producer, the individual or entity must meet eligibility requirements. Additionally, individuals and all entity members must have operated a farm for less than 10 years. Applicants must materially or substantially participate in the operation. Contact our office for more information on the loans and targeted underserved and beginning farmer guidelines. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsausda.gov.